Hello, everybody. So I joined the CBSA a few years ago, and I came from a very, very different perspective than everyone else at the CBSA. I came from on-the-ground production. I'm a line producer by trade, physical production executive, and got thrown into the deep end of IT and information and IP security because of the Sony hack and trying to secure our workflows at New Regency. About almost 2 years ago, Cyril, who was hiding at the back, had this great idea at the CBSA that we needed some production guidelines that, you know, the production teams could use, and I was very much in agreement with him, and he is my co-chair, even though he's hiding in the back of the room. So with a group of like-minded members of the CBSA, who I had to make a list because I couldn't remember everybody, but we had AMC, Fox Television, Paramount, Disney, CBS, BBC, Sky, Amazon, HBO, Warner Brothers, and Marvel Television, all on the committee to produce these guidelines. And then we also had input from Convergent Risk and from ISE. So it was really an amazing group of people, perspectives. We had legal perspectives, physical production perspectives, IT perspectives, and put together a tome. So we came up with the production security guidelines. And the main guideline is a large document, about 100 pages long. It is a long list that covers all aspects of security. And with every guideline, because it's for production, and production exists in many, many areas, local, studio, high budget, low budget. So every guideline has a best practice. It then has an alternative approach, and it has tips and reasons for. We also included a group of appendices, a one-page checklist. This checklist is scary. It took a little bit of formatting to squeeze it into a single piece of paper. But it's really just to give the higher level people that you're trying to convince you need money to do this a long checklist to look at and understand, and for the people doing it, a long checklist to make sure that they've actually thought about everything. Then we have a general guidance. This is a 30-ish page document that's aimed at the line producer, the production manager. The folk who have to budget and plan for it need to know why they're doing it, but it's not actually the nuts and bolts gritty bits. That gets into the 100-pager. Then we created an individual responsibility. This is a two-pager that can be incorporated into deal memos or maybe an add-on in the start paperwork, maybe part of your production manual. And the idea is to let everyone know that we are all part of the process and we all individually have responsibility. And this is everyone. Even your lowest PA holding a walkie a mile down the street is participating. And finally, the checklist of helpful websites, websites that have information to help implement processes, our sources of the best practices, etc. So we started the guidelines from what's familiar, and that's people. And it all starts with people. There are difficult individuals that we all have to deal with. There are the artists that we work with, people like your security guards and your PAs, who just need to know where and when to be places. But that means that they know where and when you're there, and they have to understand that that's confidential information. Then it's all our different workspaces. We have, you know, nice facilities, but we also have ad hoc production offices and editing suites. And then, of course, we might be out in the middle of freaking nowhere. Then we have physical assets, and we all understand our physical assets, at least in the production world. We've got the script that's actually on paper. We have our costumes. We have the computers that are containing our virtual data, but the computer itself is a physical asset. Not to mention those itty-bitty tiny USB sticks that are sneaking around in people's pockets. We also have our virtual assets, our designs, our media. That's what we've been talking about all day today. Email. We haven't really talked about today, but email, chats, all of that, those are virtual assets. And then the virtual workspaces. And what we've tried to do is create the parallels between these. So we have the on-prem workspace. And what are the perimeters of that on-prem workspace? How do they compare to the physical workspaces? That way the production crew can actually understand that they have to protect in the same way that on-prem network, the way they're thinking about their base camp and securing it. And then there's the cloud and how do we configure it, and definitely waiting and can't wait to have the TPN's cloud guidance. And all of these services, and how do we access them, and who do we give permission to access them, and who's allowed to add to them, and who's allowed to share from them, all of these aspects. Finally, we end the guidelines with a recommendation to create a security team. These are people on your production, they're not new people, they're people doing their regular job, but who get more attention, spend more time learning about this, and can then teach it to the rest of the crew and keep an eye on all the activities. So it is all about the people and making this understandable to the production crews and everyone that we work with. So we've created a single practical, let's say, understandable and enforceable production security guide, and we hope that it will mean that everyone's getting the same message and relaying it across the industry. So we start working uniformly in secure method within secure methods that we all have in common, instead of each time we go into a new show or into a new office and face new rules, new methods that people have to learn over and over. So there we are. You can Google film and TV production security guidelines. It pops right up. Or you can go to the website. And if you would like help implementing it, you can give me a call. That's it.